Todd, we want to talk about skills for dads. What are some things dads can do? Because we want to be very positive tonight about dads.
Absolutely. So,
and set the record straight. It's Mullican
Counseling Center.
Mullican Counseling Center.
Boy, that's tough to remember.
It's kind of tough to remember.
Yeah, because he's a counselor and it's a center. And his name's Mullican.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing there's a distance right now.
Keeping things simple here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I try to do. So the book is All the Best for Parents, 5 Ways to Bring Out the Best in Your Kids. And there were 5 themes that I heard that would be best for the fathers to be working on.
Well, let's hear them.
First one is, and they all have to begin with the same letter, of course. You know, when you write a book, the editor says that stuff.
Like it.
So the first is being congruent. And, of course, the 12-year-olds weren't saying that to me. But the idea there is the parent living out how they want their child to live? Because kids don't listen to us, but they'll eventually imitate us.
So the words have to match the actions and vice versa.
Right. So okay. A lot of parents will come in and say, why don't my kids respect me? And I said, well, why would they want to if you're coming off so interrogative and so, you know, always shaming? You know?
Todd, you know that wonderful line, what you're doing speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying?
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty much summarizes it.
Yeah, so the truth is how I am is how my kids are going to become. I have a 25, 24, and 22-year-old daughters, and they're a mix of me and my wife, and thank goodness they look like my wife, so that's good. but it's all about that. That's the good news about being a parent, especially as a dad. The good news is just start living your life the way you'd like your kids to become, and it's never too late to start. So don't ask them to do something that you don't do. Does that make sense? So don't, you know, if you got young kids and their bed isn't made, don't have them make their bed unless your bed's made. You know, live your life the way you want your kids to live. So if you're an addict or even in recovery, you know, are you living authentically? Because the kids will see that. The kids will see the grace upon grace and all those good things.